Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we switch to chapter 12 in the book of Sirach. Our practice this morning is in verses 2 through 4. Do good to the righteous, and reward will be yours, if not from them, from the Lord. No good comes to those who give comfort to the wicked, nor is it an act of mercy that they do. Give to the good, but refuse the sinner. Throughout history, the concept of divine justice has been a subject of great contemplation and debate. It is a belief deeply ingrained in various religious and spiritual traditions that God, in His infinite wisdom, rewards the righteous and punishes the wicked. While some may question the fairness of this principle, it is essential to explore why God bestows rewards upon those who do good, while refusing the sinners and the wicked. First and foremost is moral order. God's rewarding of the righteous and punishing the wicked serves to maintain a moral order within society. By recognizing and appreciating good deeds, individuals are motivated to pursue righteousness and contribute positively to their communities. Conversely, the refusal of sinners and the wicked sends a clear message that immoral actions will not be unnoticed or unpunished. Divine rewards serve as encouragement and reinforcement for those who choose to do good. They act as tangible symbols of God's approval and support, reinforcing positive behavior and inspiring individuals to continue on the path of righteousness. These rewards can manifest in various forms, such as inner peace, happiness, and a sense of fulfillment. Refusing the sinners and the wicked is not an act of cruelty, but rather a consequence of their actions. Sin, by its nature, leads individuals away from God's intended path and damages the fabric of society. By refusing the sinners, God enforces the principle that actions have consequences and that one must bear the responsibility for their choices. God's reward for righteous and refusal of the wicked is an embodiment of justice and fairness. It ensures that each person is accountable for their actions and their impact on others. This principle offers hope and comfort to those who have suffered at the hands of the wicked, assuring them that justice will prevail in due time. Divine rewards and refusals play a vital role in the spiritual growth and transformation of individuals. Through the rewards received for their righteous actions, individuals are encouraged to develop virtues such as compassion, love, and forgiveness. On the other hand, the refusal of the wicked can act as a wake-up call, urging them to introspect, repent, and seek redemption. The concept of divine justice, wherein rewards are bestowed upon the righteous and the wicked are refused, is a fundamental aspect of various religions and spiritual belief systems. It serves as a moral compass for all societies, no matter their religious call. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Delia. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Continue to pray for Father Calloway. We got the chance to see him last night and say a few words to him. And we continue to pray for Holy Mother Church that we are proud that he represents. Our prayers for a little boy named David Alexander to be born February 20th is the date now for a C-section. We continue to pray for this birth, and we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, being thankful for all that we receive and all that the Lord keeps from us for whatever reason He deems necessary. In Jesus' sweet name, amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 12. It's verses 2 through 4, one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Receive Reward, Doing the Righteous Good. Receive reward, doing the righteous good. Lord, for sure, hopefully theirs, as it should. Wicked's comfort give not, coming good none. Mercy act not. Good give, received, sinner refuse. Shun. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's January 30th, 2024. We're recording this morning bright and early at 5:08 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close this morning at 7:11, that's 7 minutes and 11 seconds, speaking about the name of Jesus. Amen. We close in Jesus' sweet name as we do each morning in our honoring our good brother-in-law, Johnny. Yes, he is a good guy. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.